Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts. Thanks for joining me today. We'll talk to you for a few minutes about faith. What is faith? Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or proof, or we might say the title deed of that which you are believing for. Faith. Everybody has faith. You have it. I have it. Everyone has it. The Bible says God has given to every person the measure of faith. Not a measure, but the measure. You have given all, or have been given, I should say, all the faith that you need. But faith was not given to you to lie dormant in your heart. Faith was intended to be used for your good. When I was a boy, I was in one of my dad's crusades. And after he had preached and given an altar call and led people to the Lord in a prayer of dedication, he called on people to come forward who needed healing prayer. And there was a woman, an African-American woman, who brought her little boy into the prayer line. He was about my age, about my size too. And the little boy had metal crutches, and one hip was all sunken in. And he couldn't walk without the crutches. And Brother Bob DeWeese, who was my dad's longtime associate evangelist, handed my father the prayer card. And on the prayer card, it said that the little boy had been born without a hip socket. I don't mean it had deteriorated. I mean he didn't have one. And his hip was all sunken in, and he had to use those metal crutches. When my dad read that card, I remember his head dropped. And he looked at the woman and said, "Ma'am, I am so sorry. I just don't have faith for a creative miracle. This healing is going to have to wait until the resurrection." Well, there was a sigh that went through the crowd, thousands there that night. That woman looked at my father and said, "Oral Roberts, I don't ask you to have any faith at all. You just pray, and I will do the believing." Well, it shocked my dad so much. But he said, "Okay, I'll pray." And so my dad laid his hands on the little boy and prayed for him. And the little boy left just like he came, with his hip still all sunken in, and walking with the crutches. But the next night, when we got to the service, Brother DeWeese had the little boy, and there were no crutches. And the little boy was running and jumping. And my father came and put his hand in the spot where he had prayed for him the night before. The hip was all filled out. And in the night, God had created a hip socket. The faith of that woman is the kind of faith that God has given to you and me. The Bible says there is nothing too hard for God. What are you believing for today? Is it something spiritual? Is it something physical? Is it something financial? Is it something in your business or in your job or in your ministry or in your marriage or in your relationships? Is it something in your emotions, or is it something else altogether? What is it? What are you believing God for? Abraham believed for a son and he got it. Isaac believed for a harvest when he sowed in a time of famine and reaped 100-fold in the same year. What are you believing for? What do you need from God? It takes faith, my friend. Yes, God's supernatural, and God can do it sovereignly, but most of my experience in life, God uses our faith to join with his faith. It's two working together. You know, it takes two to tango, they say. It's God working through you and me. Now, I want to pray for you, because I don't believe there's anything too hard for God. And I'm setting my faith with you now. And I'm believing that this prayer that I'm going to pray, this healing prayer, is going to come right through this microphone, right into that camera, right into your life, and touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I'm praying and I'm believing that after I finish praying, you're going to have a fresh new attitude, a fresh new outlook, and you're going to begin expecting miracles. And I set my faith right now with you for it to be done. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you take your hands off God's property. You loose every man, every woman watching me right now. And my friend, in the authority of Jesus' name, I come against this satanic attack. Whatever it is, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I take your hopes and your dreams and what you're believing for in my heart. And with my faith, I believe. And I expect God to move supernaturally in your life and bring those things to pass. I'm expecting it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop believing until the miracle is manifested. Now, will you agree with me? The Bible says, if two shall agree on earth as concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. So will you agree with me? I'm agreeing with you. That's you and me. And add God to that, a threefold cord is not easily broken. I pray that over you today. I believe, and I am expecting a miracle. Now, I want you to expect it. Don't pour gasoline on your seed by using your doubts. No, use your faith. Call it in Jesus' name. Expect it. Look for it every day. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
The Place for Miracles Live is America's daily healing service. Do you need a miracle in your life, in your health, your finances, or your relationships?
This program is for you. It's for you. Our healing prayers going toward you. That's why we have the Abundant Life Prayer Group. They'll pray and then they'll bring your prayer request to us. This program is about you getting your needs met.
It's the Place for Miracles Live on the Victory Channel, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and noon Central Time.